All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Today, we're going to talk about something that I wanted to clarify. Drexel was talking about this with Nick on his 4th of July Purge stream, and there was one thing he said that I kind of just want to, kind of fix. He said the word deviancy, but there's a lot more to it, and I kind of want to explain all this, being the degenerate that I am. So, alright. Basically, what he was saying is there's a difference between degeneracy and deviancy. But what he was referring to was actually depravity. Now, most people know what depravity is without even having to explain it. Usually, if you think of somebody that's depraved, they've just lost their fucking moral compass completely. They're just like zombies munching on your corpse at that point, right? They've gone mad. They're insane. The things they talk about, the things they do are absolutely out of the realm of reason. And that's what we're talking about here. However, we need to explain the steps. I guess I could call these the steps of degeneracy, whatever you want to call them. We could even call them the steps of deviancy. But basically, there is one thing he is right about. Deviancy leads to degeneracy, which leads to depravity. Now, let me explain how all this works and how there is a limit. All right, so basically, deviancy. Deviancy is deviating from the norm, or what society considers to be a sexual norm. Now, this can be anything from deviating from maybe missionary doggy, stuff that a lot of people regularly do with sex, and moving into something that is more in the realm of maybe rope bondage, or, you know, stuff that you might see in a BDSM club, things like that, which isn't necessarily the norm. I mean, it might be now, but we can even talk about like gunplay, knife. I mean, that stuff can be depraved. It can be really out there, but a lot of people consider that more degenerate. Also, we can think about something like as far as the hentai is concerned. Now, if I deviate from the norm of vanilla hentai and decide to watch something like Inuyochu, which is coming out soon and involves a lot of bug impregnation. Of course, that sounds disgusting, right? Being impregnated by bugs. Oh, that's horrible. We saw something like that in Closed Game, remember? Now, that is absolutely, like, depraved in the sense of, you know, actually, if you wanted to get an insect and try to have it impregnate you or something like that. I have seen some really bizarre things where people have done sexual things with bugs. That's extremely depraved for me. I don't think that's the realms of degeneracy. I think that's absolute depravity. That's like in the realms of bestiality. If you see something like that, even though I think that is extremely depraved, you know, watching it is degenerate. Like I'm talking about in the form of shock value, like we're talking about with maggot baits or starless. That's shock value. That's not there to entice you to do it. And if you do it, you are depraved. That's the same thing when we're talking about starless, where the son is basically with his mother. That's extremely depraved. Now, to watch something like that is absolutely degenerate. It doesn't make you depraved. It's the shock value. If you're getting off to it, maybe I kind of question your moral values a little bit. But at the same time, I'm not suggesting that you're going to do it. Like, maybe this is a thing where you imagine yourself as a young person and have a MILF fetish. You know, maybe you imagine yourself, as a mommy kind of thing. Maybe it's that. And if it's that, that's actually something that maybe it's a little degenerate. But it's certainly not depraved. A lot of people do that. There's the diaper fetish thing, which I think is a bit depraved. I think, you know, stuff like that may be a little bit pushing it. But that, I think, is the difference. Now, there's a guy in the servers, a MGTOWN server, and my server, and some other servers. And basically, he is what you would call into the whole goblin thing. I've talked about him before. He goes by the name of Koopa. Now, he's into what he said was goblin amputee porn. Now, that, it sounds really depraved, doesn't it? Well, it's not depraved if you're watching it. I mean, it's degenerate to watch something like that. And yeah, he may have got a goblin doll. I don't know if it's an amputee doll, but here's the difference, I think. It's degenerate, sure, but if Goblin had said to, like, Koopa had said to a real girl, "Hey, I'm really into this. Could you saw off your legs and paint yourself green and put on these little goblin ears? Because I want a goblin amputee woman." That's extremely depraved. I wouldn't have any respect for anything like that. If a woman said, "Oh yeah, I sawed my legs off because my husband or boyfriend or whatever told me to because that was his thing," that would be extremely depraved. I wouldn't have any respect for anything like that. Now, if you say, "Oh yeah, man, I watched this crazy shit online, man, this depraved, this really degenerate goblin shit, man, this amputee," I was like, "Oh yeah, that's fucking crazy, man." But I'm not gonna think any differently of the person for that, you know? But if they're, again, if you're actually participating in the depravity that you're watching, you know, like if you're watching something that's depraved and like, maybe you're a mother and you see that scene from Starless and you're like, "Oh, I would like to find a small young boy and have him, you know, act as my son and get into a sexual relationship." That's extremely depraved. Is this something that we watched? Yes. But when we're acting it out, that is depraved. There is a difference between watching something and acting it out. This is something the media doesn't get. You know, they still think that if you play a violent shooter game like the RoboCop one that's coming out, that you will want to go out and commit violence, like the Highland Shooter, which I did look up a lot about him, by the way. I actually saw his videos on BitChute. Did the guy have bars? From my musical professional opinion, his raps were, they were kind of lame. But there was one section in Out of This World where he did have some bars and he was doing a pretty decent fast rap. It's nothing on the level of Dax or some of these other rappers I've seen. And the guy, if he was going to be anything, he had a lot of work ahead of him. His raps were also too short. I don't know how in the world he was provided this classroom and everything else. And that's what's got people getting into more of a conspiracy mode. Because they're like, I mean, did he ask to borrow a classroom? It's really bizarre. You know, I don't know. It's a really odd case. But the guy was not, he had a lot of work ahead of him. This Awake the Rapper guy had a lot of work ahead of him. He was nowhere near the level that an artist should be. He had so much work. And I've heard a lot of rappers. I dealt with hip hop. I've heard a lot of rappers that could definitely smoke him. And they were younger rappers, too. They were more amateur rappers, and they had much more going. He didn't really have any rhymes. That's one thing I was trying to say. There was no rhymes there. Like, even if you might have listened to the snippets on the Rakita show, on Nick's show. I actually went and listened to the songs. I'm like, you know, I see what he's trying to do here, but it's not, there's nothing flowing. Like, I'm not feeling it. It's like, there. I mean, I listen to a lot of amateur rappers, and there's some very, very good ones out there. This guy, he wasn't gonna go anywhere, and I mean, I don't know if he knew that, just lost his mind. I think he may have gotten broken up with a girl, he was an incel or some shit. But, at any rate, yeah, he, no. I don't think he had a future in the industry unless he was willing to work hard and really practice his game. He was not going to go anywhere. I mean, he could have. I mean, it was time and practice and maybe a clearer head that didn't decide to do what he did. He probably would have gone somewhere. It would have taken time like it does with all musicians. But rap is the scene right now. Rap is a young man's game. That's true. And he was going to have to work hard. Now, if he was willing to do that, he might have had a future in hip-hop. And maybe an independent sort of hip-hop, which seems to be a thing that goes on. He seems to do more of, like, sad boy hip-hop or what, incel hip-hop, something like that. But I don't see, you know, from what I saw, it didn't seem like anything that was going to work for me. Like, he had a ways to go. Like, I was just listening to some of that shit. This shit sounded lame. Oh, it sounded like bad lame. Like, I'm not even near good or rapper. I'm not even going to try to joke. Some people say, oh, you're good. It's like, nah. You listen to Dax, Rap God 2, uh-uh. That brother smoked the floor with me. Like, that's some shit right there. And there's some other rappers. There's this one guy on YouTube, like, he was just freestyling. And that dude had some bars like I ain't never heard in my life. So, yeah, there's some rappers out there that will smoke the floor with me completely, 100%. I never claimed to be some amazing, uh-uh. But this guy, uh-uh, he's lowbrow, like, nothing. He had nothing going on. He weak. Anyway, back to what I was saying about all this. Deviancy is normal, and it can lead to degeneracy. Degeneracy taken too far leads to depravity. Depravity is the bottom of the well. Depravity is when you say, I'm going to take my degenerate fetishes and make them a reality in the real world. Things that I know are depraved, and no human being of a right, sane mind would ever think of. These are the things I want to bring into my reality. These are the things I want to make a part of my world. That's a very, very, very bad thing to do. I mean, and I'm saying it like a school teacher here, but it's true. We don't do that. You know, it's a dumb thing. You know, we don't dumb here, okay? It's a really stupid thing to want to take your depraved fetishes, things that you know are wrong, and I'm not talking about on what society says is wrong. I'm talking about what people with functioning normal, and I'm not even talking about normal. I'm talking about common sense. Things that you know go beyond common sense. You're like, nope, this is way out left field. No, that's not something you want to bring into the real world. You know, we have to have common sense about degeneracy. That's why when I looked at such scenes from How to Live a Healthy Anti-Lifestyle, which you may know, I found them rather depraved, and I should. But at the same time, I don't see any issue with somebody viewing that kind of material. It's, you know, their right, their freedom to do so. However, if they decide to enact on a real life situation based upon the viewing of that material, then yes, that's depraved. And we have studies now that show that sexual games do not encourage these things in most people. There's actually studies done on that now. Very good. And they were basically talking about whether men feel that women are misogynist, or not misogynist, or they have a misogynist behavior towards women after viewing this material. They were trying to see if that was the case. And from the studies, they found out that's not true. That's not the case. Men do not see women like that after viewing this kind of material. So we have the studies to back that up. So, if they don't in that core, in that sense, then they shouldn't be seeing, you know, children differently or animals differently or insects differently, you know, and even again, what I was mainly trying to point here, that this can go into realms far beyond just cutting one's legs off and pretending to be an amputee. As we know, there are people recorded, serial killers, that actually got pleasure in yeeting people. They actually got pleasure in yeeting people. It was a sexual fetish for them. So, we have to think about that for a second. And there was apparently a show called Altered Carbon, where they would actually have people consent to being yeeted because they would just be replaced. Like, they had a technological way to replace them. So, if somebody got off and pleasured themselves by yeeting someone, they might try to defend it. They might try to say, oh, well, this person, they consented to me killing, yeeting, we're not going to use killing, but yeeting them. This is a person that consented to having me Minecraft them. And that is just, no, that's very, I mean, it's horrific. Like, we're already, you know, a little on edge about, and we should be, about the child situations where they're trying to teach children all these sexual things, you know, like how to masturbate, things like that, things that they should not learn. Remember, me and Maya talked about that, and, you know, she's the sex psychologist here, or, you know, at least has her degree in that, which is more than I do. So, you know, I'm gonna go with her word that children should be of an age appropriate to discuss sexual topics. I think most of us would agree with that, right? I mean, most of us with our heads on straight. So, if we're talking about somebody that wants to basically bring how to live a healthy hentai lifestyle, and that scene in particular, we're not talking about the whole game, because there's nothing wrong with the game, and there's nothing wrong with that scene. Well, I mean, I don't care for that scene at all, but there's nothing wrong with that game, and there's nothing wrong with viewing that kind of content, even though I don't care for it. However, there is something very wrong when you are trying to adapt that kind of model to a real life situation. When you are saying that I want to have a situation where children are exposed to not only the sexual terms, but to the experience, like they have done with several books where they are trying to demonstrate the experience. That I find to be very, very dangerous. There are so many damn pedos out there that want to, I mean, have this open door to your children. And that, to me, as a guy that, you know, looks at this kind of content and, you know, this degeneracy and knows it's out there, you know, I do kind of, you know, grimace at just the fact that some people may look at this stuff and want it to be reality. You know, like, there's some people that look at this kind of stuff and they want to go beyond degeneracy. They want to open the doors of depravity. And, you know, we need to keep the doors of depravity shut. There's a reason why you don't go farther down the hall, or you don't go past that second step. You have deviancy and degeneracy. You know, I never say, welcome all. I don't say, are you ready for some depravity? Even though there are depraved things in the stuff I cover, because I don't open the door to depravity. I don't allow depravity into my house. You know, I understand what depravity is. You know, I've gone into very personal conversations. You know, it was very odd that, you know, the poor girl that had, you know, those things happen to her. Well, see, when I was staying over their house, you know, she slept with the family, right? So they let me sleep in her bed. And that's got to be one of the most crazy experiences I ever had, is actually sleeping in the same bed that, you know, a girl that has gone through this situation has to sleep in every night. And hopefully not think about those things. Now, thankfully, the girl was very high spirits. She was in very high spirits. She was in very good spirits. She didn't seem like, I mean, I don't know, you know, I only see what I see as uncle. But from what I could tell, you know, the kids were very lively. They were like, hey, look, Uncle Grim. Look, Uncle Grim. You know, this is me doing this. You know, they're very happy. They're whatever has happened, they've either found a way to push it back, which may not be healthy, or they've been able to kind of move maybe past it. And I mean, hopefully when they get older, hopefully when she gets older, she won't have to worry about this kind of thing. Because, you know, my own mother went through this situation. I haven't talked about this. And of course, she's never told me who. Like, she says, I'm not telling. She talked to me about that just a couple of days. I think we were watching Stranger Things and something was mentioned. And she said, and I said, by who? And she says, I'm not telling. And I said, that's fair. I mean, my own mother won't tell me that situation. And she's kept it, you know, for many years. She couldn't handle, my own mother couldn't handle therapy. She literally couldn't handle therapy. So, the fact that this happened, you know, when the girl is able to move on past it and be a kid again, you know, and have fun, you know, they go outside, they play on the swing set, they run around with their little, you know, firecrackers or whatever they've got, the little sparklers, and they have fun. You know, they go in the room, they play on their little, each of them has their little phone that they play games on. And, you know, she wants to be a YouTuber. Like, she wants to do what her father is trying to get done. I want him to do, because he's very, very, very good at games. This man's whooped Elden Ring's ass twice, and I haven't even got on it once. Y'all saw how Grimm did on Elden Ring. This man, he's whooped its ass. And basically, he has that Game Pass, so he had me going through and saying, what games do I need to play? So I'm like, well, this one. He loves that Edge of Eternity game. A lot of people said one that Swift, but he said, oh, I really like this one. I've put like 80 hours into it. I'm like, damn. And he did. He showed me his playthrough. He really likes that one. And, you know, I recommended a couple other games, and he's just really into all these, you know, and the guy's good. He's really good at these games. So, I mean, I like to see it. I mean, he plays a lot of Warzone, Call of Duty, and all that. But when he gets into gamer mode, he gets into gamer mode. Like, he'll go through a game, and he'll whoop its ass. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So, yeah, That's just what I'm saying when it comes to, you know, this kind of thing. She really wants to do that, and I want her to do that. Like, I want her to make something out of all this. You know, if that's what she really wants to do, she's, I want to be a gamer just like Daddy. I want to play games. I want to get into games. Like, that's something that she could, you know, he could help her with. I could help her with. Another guy, you know, that's there, he's a game developer. He's got a really good story. It's a story that's not even for here. We're going to talk about that on Saturday. I really want to kind of talk about his story. And I think I can freely do that because we've talked about it, and it's something that's very powerful. He considered a doll. And, I mean, it's something really, you know, really, it hurt, you know, we added a lot of alcohol, and he told me something, dude, and I had to kind of hold back a tear, because that's hard, like, hearing something like that, like, it's like, it's something I know he'd never say, you know, I'm just like, man, this shit's really gotten bad. He's a young guy, he's a young man, so I'm seeing what you young men are dealing with. I'm seeing it. You know, I'm sorry, this is supposed to be about depravity, degeneracy, and all that, but, yeah, there's so much I've got to really talk about, and we can really get into that on Saturday's show, but I want you guys to know that, yeah, I mean, I understand the battles you're going through, And I mean, I want to be an ear for that, you know. I want guys to know that when you're going your own way, it's because you've seen the worst. You know, yeah, there's people that go their own way from not just relationships, from government, things like that, which are very important. But there's things that men have been through that they can't go back. They're like, I can't go back to that. You know, and there's some men that's like, there's no way. Like, I want anything but that now. I thought I had what I wanted. This is a second guy. By the way, the man I was telling you about before, well, he got into a car accident. Yeah. True story, guys. I heard about it from a girl that he was, you know, hanging out with. He basically said he messed himself up real, but she says, I don't know the extent of his injuries. But guys, he was probably driving drunk. I mean, he told me that he's been drinking like crazy. He's gotten back on the wagon, and I mean, maybe it'll be the kick in the ass he needs to really get his life into gear. Because I said, where has he been? I haven't seen the guy, you know. And I knew he was going through it. I knew he was having it hard. But he was drinking and driving, and he got in a car accident real bad. Damn. It's just, I'm seeing it. The guy's not that much older than I am. He's 33, so he's a little bit older, but I'm seeing it in younger men. I'm seeing it in younger men, and you know, he showed me a picture of his girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend. She's gorgeous. She's a pretty girl. And he found out that a pretty girl can be very, very awful. And he's a very, you know, giving guy. You could tell he's a Wiccan, you know. I used to be Wiccan. I know all about that kind of stuff. I was that guy. You know, so I understand all about this. I did a hand fasting. He was really surprised when he heard I did one of those. Did they divorce? Yeah. But I did all that. I know all about that stuff, you know. You guys know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've done that. So when I see a young man, you know, it's like I'm given a chance to help. I'm given a chance to give somebody a path. There's so many men that come into my, you know, into my day-to-day life, and I see men I can help. And I'm just like, you know, that's really what my purpose is, you know, to help these guys. And I know I'm supposed to be doing an arrow gay or something like that, and I guess I'll get to that at some point. But at the same time, you know, we kind of forget what all this is for. You've got so many PUA guys here on Amherst's site telling you how to get pussy. But they don't really realize what hardships really can happen nowadays. You know, you look at the Tinder profiles. You look at the dating market. You look at the kind of women we have today. And you think, you're just like, you know, is it really worth it? You know, all these PUA guys will sell you snake oil. And, of course, you know, Drexel was talking about the important thing where, you know, women can kind of get a guy on the hook permanently for child support now because of the whole, you know, abortion thing. I heard that was a new thing that they could do. I didn't know that. Everybody was like, yay, no more aborted babies. But then I was like, oh, you're permanently on the hook for child support now. And that is a completely different thing, because that was a different part of the case of Roe versus Wade. That had absolutely nothing to do with the abortion. It was a different situation. I didn't know anything about it. A friend of mine was telling me about it. A woman that understands a lot of this shit that's going on. She was telling me about it. I was like, really? Is this something that could happen? Is this? Yeah, it's true. This is a hardcore, like, thing that a lot of guys weren't thinking about when we were cheering the Supreme Court decision. Yeah, I can put you on a hook for that child support now. Y'all gotta really super be careful. Me Too has reached a whole nother level. So, I don't know. It's a bad situation. And guys really gotta think about that. How did I know that was there? Guys really gotta think about that. But yeah, I wanna try to help as many out as I can. And I'm not gonna be like these PUA guys and sell you snake oil to get laid. Is that all you really want? Like, from these kind of women? I mean, sure, we all are sexual beings, and I get off on Twitter to some women I'd probably never even be with, you know, just because of the sexual appeal. But on the same time, that's women on Twitter. I'm talking about just regular old pics or whatever they found. I don't know. It's, you know, there's some aggregate sites. They just get a bunch of pictures together. All right, whatever. I mean, I'm not actually going to get with this woman. I don't want to even probably be with this woman. This woman probably married. She probably whatever. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not like, oh, yeah, no. Because I know for sure it's just a fetish. It's just not even a fetish. It's just sex. It's just whatever. It doesn't mean anything. So that doesn't, I don't need, you know, to get, I don't need to, oh, I got to get the pussy. And I'm not worried about that. You know, and I mean, sure, yeah. I mean, you get, I mean, a lot of men get enticed, but you gotta think about it. Like, a woman's like, oh, you wanna fuck me? And it's like, well, you know, a lot of guys are like, oh, yeah, but then you gotta really think about it. What are her intentions? You know, like, I don't even know if the PUA guys talk about this. What are her intentions? Like, oh, well, not all women are gonna do that. Well, sure, not every one of them, but a lot of them do. And the problem is, how much are you willing to gamble? Like, if a woman went up to me and said, hey, you want to fuck me? It's like, hold on a second here. Like, I don't even fucking know you. Like, oh, but my boobs, like, yeah, okay, I see them. Sure, yeah, nice. But I don't know your intentions. And even then, you can't say, oh, well, she assured me that her intention. No, don't even think you can trust that fucking bullshit. Oh, I'm not gonna, yeah. Until after the fact. No, I don't buy that shit, guys, and neither should you. So you really gotta fucking weigh your options. There's a lot of guys here that are gonna tell you, this is how you get laid. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. That's fine and dandy. You know, that's okay. If that's what you want, if that's what they want to do. But you just got to realize that we are in the riskiest time to be a part of hookup culture. And those guys, the PUA guys, if something happens to you, they're not going to save you. They're not going to be there to help you. Donovan Sharp is not going to be there to say, oh, hey, buddy, I'm sorry you messed up. Let me help you out. I'll give you some cash. There's not going to be any guys like that. Oh, man, that's tough a break. I'll help you out. I'll give you some money. No, that's not going to happen. None of these PUA guys give a shit. They're just trying to do something that they know makes money. And that they've got a tried and true model, because there's a lot of horny guys out there that want to get something that their fathers had. They can't. And they're upset and they're pent up and they're frustrated. And they want to get with these thoughts who ain't no good themselves, because they didn't have no good female role models. Ooh, there's the cyber demon. So there you go. That's what we got. That's what we're looking at right now. I mean, it's a bad situation, guys. I just don't understand why people want to get involved with it. And this has been a really long Grim Rant into the Heavens, but I got back from vacation, and, you know, it's been crazy. Well, say one thing, though, completely unrelated. I'm probably getting off this pantoprazole junk. I'm trying to get off of it because, I mean, it makes you gain weight. I'm a skinny guy. I don't like seeing a bulge there. Not in that area, anyway. I don't like seeing a big tummy. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. That's not for me. So, basically, what I'm going to do is work my way off of it. I'm going to try back with these supplements. There's this acid reflux supplement. Two of them on Amazon. One of them, some people say it works, some people say it don't. Well, I'm one of the ones that it works with. Because I'm going to try it. I'm going to, you know, work it with my pantoprazole. Try to wean off my pantoprazole. And hopefully get my my brain back. There's a lot of people that say you get that fogginess for a while until you get off this stuff. And I don't like forgetting shit. I mean, I have a crazy scattered brain as it is. I don't want to be more scattered brain. And this dude had me on like 80 milligrams. He's supposed to take 40. So I'm only taking one right now. So yeah, I'm just going to continue to do it like that, guys. And we're going to see what happens with me. Because I'm not trying to be a slave to these big pharma drugs. But we'll go talk about that later. I don't want to keep y'all too long. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on this very lengthy episode of Grim Rants into the Heavens.